All right, 24 minutes past the hour. I'm Craig Folly. This is WDET. I am glad you are here today. Tomorrow night is the finale for this season of the hugely popular show Dancing with the Stars. This and other programs like So You Think You Can Dance or movies with dance themes like Silver Linings Playbook have helped to rekindle interest in both competitive dance and dance lessons for fun. Now, in Eastern Europe, kids grow up with dance as a competitive sport, so many instructors in the United States come from that area of the world. Evan Mountain and his wife own Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Bloomfield Hills, and WDET's Amy Miller spoke with him about the resurgence of dance lessons in the United States.
Most people, you know, look at Dancing with the Stars because it was so popular and is so popular. 20-something million people watch it every week. But before that, there were some of the other dancing shows that movies that started to perpetuate the whole dancing movement again. So Shall We Dance, Dance With Me, Strictly Ballroom, Dirty Dancing, all of those started the movement into ballroom dancing or into Dancing with the Stars, which then exploded everything. And then some of the spinoffs, which is, you know, So You Think You Can Dance, which now has a ballroom component for the dancers. So it's just continued to grow and grow.
Well, I mean, years ago, clearly it was very popular. You know, my parents' generation and even perhaps some of the people in my generation. But it seems like it sort of faded away for a while. And then, crazy as it sounds, for me, Lord of the Dance sort of made dance cool again.
It did. Well, there was a lot of things. You know, and you're right. I've had so many people come to me that they say their parents danced, as you know, did social dancing, partner dancing. But I believe as we got into the 60s and 70s and the freedom, you know, of, you know, just be yourself and dance, you started dancing separately. And so you have a generation of people that really didn't know how to dance together. They didn't know the basics of how to lead and how to follow. So that's why I think when when people started seeing the Dancing with the Stars and seeing how cool that is, you know, to dancing with somebody and all the benefits they get from it, they started realizing, well, I want to do that too. So it started to explode.
It seems as if for engagements and ultimately for weddings, one of the rites of passage along that path is taking dancing lessons with your soon-to-be husband or wife.
Absolutely. It's a great start. And that's, we have a lot of wedding couples that come in to learn how to dance together. And it's interesting to see them starting to dance and to see them as a couple and their excitement and doing something together and something that then they can continue together, you know, for the rest of their lives. So it's very fun.
It's really a form of really good cardio exercise, isn't it?
Well, most people are surprised when they come in. You know, they're wearing sweaters or something and they're like, oh, okay, we're going to learn how to dance. And they're taking off their sweaters and they're starting to sweat and they're realizing it's a good workout. You know, but there's so many benefits. There's the physical benefit, you know, the dancing part of it and the cardio part of it that they get in a fun environment. And then there's also the social benefits that you have as connecting with somebody and dancing in a safe environment, a safe, safe facility. And then you've also got the mental benefits of dancing. There's been a lot of studies that have been put out about how dancing, you have to think an awful lot when you're dancing, and that actually helps prevent some of the Alzheimer's and dementias that'll happen. So there's an awful lot that most people don't realize until they get out and start dancing. So,
what's the age range that you find at your studio these days?
Well, that's funny because previous years, 20 years or so ago, it used to be wife, maybe widower or something, or widow that wanted to learn how to dance. And so that might have been in the 60s and 70, 60, 70 age bracket. Now we've got such a broad range of dancers, people coming in. I would say the average dancer in our studio is probably in their 40s or 50s. But, you know, I have wedding couples, which you mentioned. We have high school kids that are coming in, and we work with the International Academy in Bloomfield Hills, teaching a program there. We have young children learning how to dance. And, of course, you know, we've got singles and couples. So it's really difficult to pinpoint it. There's so many people that are interested in dancing now.
Is there a time commitment like there is for any other kind of sport or activity where you really need to commit yourself to X number of hours per week?
You know, everybody has different schedules, but in learning any activity, like you said, if it's a sport, if you want to be good at it, or at least a comfortable social dancer, you do need to put in some time. I always use the analogy of learning how to play the piano or learning a second language. If you just take one lesson and then wait a couple weeks, take another lesson, you're not going to remember what you did the first week. So we try to keep our lessons close together and such. But once you've got the muscle memory, you know, by taking, you know, several lessons and participating in the group lessons and the parties that we have, you know, then you don't have to do it. It's something that you will have with you the rest of your life. So,
and what about cost? Is it comparable to other extracurricular activities?
It can be. It just depends. It's not inexpensive. This is a leisure activity that you're going to be using, you know, disposable income on. So it's not something that's inexpensive, but neither is, you know, golfing, or neither is skiing or taking piano lessons and such. But it is sure. Something you keep, you know, you'll be able to keep the rest of your life. So
and have so much fun and show off at a variety of places.
Exactly.
So do we have any famous dancers, contemporary famous dancers from this area? I don't mean contemporary dance. I mean, in this day and age.
Well, sure. I mean, well, right now, I mean, the big thing that just happened was Amy Yakima from So You Think You Can Dance, that won. And, you know, so that's in the dance genre. That's huge, you know, for
Detroit.
And she's
from Northville?
She was from Northville. Mm-hmm. And before she went on to the show, she came into our studio to learn ballroom dancing. So she needed to know some of that because it's part of what's required. It's not just jazz dancing or contemporary dancing or ballet. Now it's also ballroom and hip hop, and so dancers need to be very diverse. So,
all right. So you watch these shows, mm-hmm. or frankly, when you see even on like other cable channels, dance competitions, so many of the really great people are like Eastern European, or essentially not American.
Right.
What's going on there?
Well, as I mentioned, is that Eastern Europe and in Europe, ballroom dancing has been a sport for a long time. And so dancers, you know, they grow up participating in ballroom dancing. The guys do, the girls do, from a very young age, just like our kids playing soccer and playing baseball and basketball. So that's why they're so good. I just got back from Orlando at a competition, the Fred Astaire National Competition, and the top four dancers in each one of the categories were all Eastern Europeans. And it's not to say that American dancers aren't great, and they are, but they just haven't had that experience yet. And it's coming, though. It will come, and the dancers here in America are learning, and they are growing, and they're getting the experience. But it takes time to become a world champion and top dancer. Mm-hmm. So in Eastern Europe, there's thousands of them. So
are most of the instructors then Eastern European? How does that work for a studio like yours?
Well, at our studio, we've got a blend of both. My wife is actually from Russia, so that's, you know, that's part of it. But I also have my manager is from New York. You know, so I've got a blend of American dancers at our studio and Eastern European dancers. And I use it to help everybody. So Eastern European dancers can help teach my American instructors on better technique and such. So we work with it both ways.
Mm-hmm. Is there a region of the United States that is producing like exceptional dancers? Just out of curiosity, you know, Colorado, they've got great skiers, and Florida and California, they got great swimmers.
Well, there's actually, it's an interesting question you say that, is that there are two different regions that I think that are very strong. New York, of course, New York, New Jersey area, because there's so many Eastern Europeans that have gone there and dancing, and so that's just kind of magnified that area. But another interesting area that most people wouldn't realize is Salt Lake City is a very big area for ballroom dancing and dancing. For some reason, that particular market, there's lots of not only dance studios, but the high schools, the universities there have programs for you to become ballroom dancers and stuff. So it's kind of a hotbed over there. So hopefully Detroit will be that.
Is there something as viewers when we watch these programs or the competitions that we should be particularly attuned to that would help us in our appreciation of dance or otherwise?
Well, if you're watching Dancing with the Stars, it's always good to look at the amateur and see how well they pair together with their professional. The professional is always going to be better, and there's different tricks that they can do to make their student look better, or the celebrity. But you can see them grow in their dancing ability and starting to feel the dance more, having better musicality in their movements and such. So it's always interesting to watch the pair and how well they work together.
Mm-hmm. A movie came to mind when you were talking about that, and so many movies nowadays include some sort of dance, and that's Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
They absolutely go to a dance competition at the end of that, which is just a delightful, delightful moment in the movie. But, you know, again, just an example of the growth.
It's everywhere. And it's interesting when you look at the industry. I mean, you've got movies, you've got TV shows, you've got advertisements that are showing dancing, you know, people dancing in the background. So I think there's it's definitely a big movement for ballroom dancing. And part of that, I believe, is because we are so non-connected with people physically, you know, that, I mean, sure, we haven't learned the social dancing, but, you know, we're on Facebook all the time and we are on the internet all the time and we're, you know, texting people all the time. You have to have a personal contact with somebody, I think, which is important. And dancing does that, but it does it in a safe way. So
I've got to say that, you know, grandparents are always looking for ways to connect with grandchildren. And I was thinking when you were saying that, what a great opportunity, assuming that the older person is still physically agile and able, mm-hmm. What a great opportunity to do something fun that an older person and a younger person, younger meaning, you know, teens probably,
sure.
would enjoy doing together to connect.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
Just,
absolutely.
You know, just to have some fun with your grandma or your grandpa and do something that they would really enjoy as well. Lastly, is there special apparel that you have to wear for dance lessons? I mean, like special shoes?
There are special shoes, but you don't need that at the beginning. Absolutely. You can just, I mean, anything that you have, you know, you can wear, you know. But there certainly are, like with any particular sport, there are certain shoes to wear and certain things that you can wear. But at the beginning, you don't need that. You just need to have the right attitude that you want to learn how to dance and walk in the door.
Evan Mountain is the owner of Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Bloomfield Hills. Thanks a lot for all the information.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll be watching Dancing with the Stars with a slightly different eye.
Great.
Again, Evan Mountain owns the Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Bloomfield Hills. He spoke with WDET's Amy Miller.